With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Well, you're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show, and it's Monday, July the 8th, 2024. There's a lot to unpack today, and global crises are getting a lot more catastrophic by the day, not only in nature with storms and flooding and all sorts of different types of weather events. We are also seeing a ton of financial issues and stuff like that. And right now, breaking on SQAUK.com, that's squawk.com, SQAUK.com. This is breaking worldwide, and no other agency had this up earlier. I don't even know if they do now. I got the story as soon as it broke on Twitter, and I published it, and I don't see any mainstream with this. They may try and hide this for a while. They may just be late to the punch and not get to it until tomorrow. But basically, the article is Financial Apocalypse Looms. And a major Chinese bank has collapsed, okay? The Jiangxi Bank of China. And it is now threatening global economic stability. 40 other banks in China have collapsed this week. There's people trying to go to the bank to withdraw their money, and they're being told they have no funds. Experts are warning of a financial tsunami, or have previously warned of this. And, you know, the type of effects that it can cause if a big Chinese bank goes under. And I'll just read the article. In a devastating development, the Jiangxi Bank of China, a significant financial institution, has collapsed, sparking fears of a global economic meltdown. This unprecedented failure has reverberated throughout the international financial community, causing serious concerns about a potential worldwide financial crisis. On Monday, the big Chinese bank, widely recognized for its significant influence in the regional economy, declared bankruptcy. The sudden collapse took regulators and investors and the global markets by surprise. Okay, so there were dips in some of the markets around the world, but all in all, they've kept tight lips on this. I don't know if it's caused due to the flooding or what, but now we could see a total shitstorm from this in the financial sector worldwide. And the Jiangxi Bank, it might be propped up ultimately a little bit by the Chinese government. That's yet to be seen. But this looks like just the beginning. And according to sources within the financial sector, over 40 Chinese banks have failed in the past week. And analysts assert that even more Chinese banks burdened with bad loans and shaky financial practices might fail. All of this could cause a domino effect, obviously. So the potential global repercussions are vast. I mean, this, you know, when large Chinese banks, you know, certain banks in America aren't even the size of some of these Chinese banks. The amount of currency that they move, the yuan, on a daily basis. You know, one elderly woman, she tried to go get tens of thousands of yuan from Postal Savings Bank in China. And when she withdrew her money, the clerk told her she had already withdrawn it. So they were lying to people. All this is in the article. You can see it. Go to SQAUK.com. And, you know, we'll see how, if the Chinese government, what they're going to do. They have implemented emergency measures and they're trying to stabilize the situation. But, you know, who knows how deep this goes. The Jiangxi Bank is, I mean, the fact that it's going bankrupt is completely alarming, if you think about it. And surely this will cause a lot of shockwaves. But, you know, are banks in America going to start going bankrupt from all these disasters and stuff? Guys, I can't thank you enough to all the listeners. The Shepherd Ambella Show, just in the past 4 days since I've been back on the air, is now ranked in the elite top 100 on Apple Podcasts. I'm going to be going up against shows like TMZ and stuff like that here pretty soon. I'll be bigger than corporations that were purchased by Fox for over $50 million. But I do need your support because they are not letting me get advertisers or anything yet or anything like that. And so I desperately need to keep the lights on. So please click the Linktree link in the description or scan the Cash App code on your screen there. There are many ways you can support the broadcast. You can buy my films. You can go to subscribestar.com/Shep and get all exclusive content. You can watch my films digitally over there if you're a member, and but go to the Cash App or the PayPal and please make a contribution. I literally broke this story worldwide. I was the first agency to break this. It was on Twitter. It had just broke. And there's another article up on SQAUK.com, Squawk, and it says, from silence to stardom, the Shepherd Ambella Show rockets into Apple Podcasts top 100. The unstoppable rise of Shepherd Ambella's, his triumphant return to broadcasting, landed his show in Apple Podcasts elite top 100. And you know, it just goes in here. You can click these links and it shows how I'm ranked 100 right now on the chart. So I literally just dropped into the chart. The highest I've ever been ranked, 66. So I'm going to try and become number one on the Apple Podcast chart. Now, this is not an easy feat. So I need your guys' help. So listen to the show on Apple Podcasts at all costs. Even if you catch part of it on YouTube, listen to the archive version on Apple Podcasts or download it, and that will help my ranking. But right now, I'm ranked 100 in the United States, if you could imagine. So thank you to all the listeners. Please support the show. I need to keep the lights on. I got tons of bills because I took 90 days off to build the website, squawk.com, which you can check out. And it's a very nice website. There's almost nearly 400 reports on it already. It's top of the line. It's the absolute pinnacle, the peak of the media, of the alternative media and mainstream, I would say. It's cream of the crop. Creme de crop. And so, you know, support the broadcast. I mean, I need some support. I'm ranked 100 on Apple Podcasts, guys, and they're not letting me make any advertising money or anything. So, you know, they've blown out all my systems. They, you know, I posted, as a matter of fact, Twitter censored the post that said my podcast is on top 100. They wouldn't let me embed that post specifically. So please support the broadcast. The link's in the description. Click the link tree. Scan the Cash App on the screen. Thank you. Texas is in turmoil, guys. You can see this on squawk.com. Hurricane Beryl leaves over 2.6 million powerless amid sweltering heat dome. Remember, squawk is a spin off of the word squawk. It's actually spelled different. It's S-Q-A-U-K. And Hurricane Beryl hit as a Category 1, and it caused extensive damage to Texas. 2.6 million customers are without power, and residents face widespread devastation and intense heat. So imagine being without power in that humidity. You can see images in here. You can see videos in this article. And utility companies are working around the clock, guys, to restore power. And the extent of the damage is severe. People might be without electricity for even weeks, definitely for days. The process, there's a lot goes into getting these power lines back up. They got to get power. Everything blew down. Everything's under 5 and 10 feet of water. Semi trucks blew over. But, you know, will Texas residents be able to survive with no power, possibly no water? Everything's all scattered out. There's going to be poop soup. There's, sewers, got into the floodwaters. There's going to be mosquitoes breeding, the possibility of dengue fever, martial law. You know, it's possible they might try to call in the National Guard, the Texas National Guard or Texas Rangers. I mean, there's cars totally submerged, semi trucks blown over, like I was saying. And I mean, the Texans are resilient, you know, and they'll get through this, but this is looking bad. Now, this storm is moving up the eclipse path about 60 days following the eclipse. Could they be trying to hide something with this storm? Could they have steered it in the exact path of the eclipse? If you want to get in on this show, we got open lines, 262-891-0070 is the call-in number. It's on the screen, 262-891-0070. If you want to call in and get on this. So I don't know what to think. I mean, I know that things are going to get a lot worse weather-wise. I know that, you know, we're looking at 130 degree temperatures, 135 plus this summer probably. And that could be calculated fairly easily if you think about it. You know, there's places in America that are 20 degrees above their normal, and we're only in July right now. So if you go in the August, where typically when places like Phoenix are 118, 122 degrees, and we add 20 degrees to that, that's 140, 142 degrees. So we could be getting into the 135s. You know, I called out that we were going to be over 120 in the U.S. That happened within a week or two of me saying that, or tweeting it. And now the Southwest United States is in an unprecedented heat wave, and temperatures are shattering records by soaring about 20 degrees higher than the historical average. The alarming trend has experts warning that the region could face temperatures exceeding 135 degrees Fahrenheit in August. And this is on SQAUK.com. And it says, in recent weeks, cities like Las Vegas have broken their all-time heat records, highlighting the seriousness of the situation. The World Meteorological Organization, or WMO, reports that the trend of record temperatures persisted through June, indicating a troubling pattern with no signs of slowing down. The trend is not just an isolated occurrence, but a clear indication of the region's shifting climate dynamics. The arid landscape of the Southwest is currently experiencing extreme conditions. Guys, if you remember, Ruidoso, New Mexico just got hit by massive floods out of the middle of nowhere. And now there's just sweltering heat in the Southwest, in California, Arizona, Nevada. And these are making environmental impacts. The tense heat accelerates evaporation rates, further depleting already scarce water sources in the region. Combined with prolonged drought conditions, this creates a perfect storm for catastrophic wildfires, threatening homes, wildlife, and natural habitats. Experts are urging immediate action to reduce the impact of this intense heat. This includes raising public awareness, preparedness, and implementing more sustainable water and energy management practices. Now, the question is, are you ready to handle the heat as we approach what will likely be the hottest August on record? Can you handle 130 plus degree temperatures? Go to SQAUK.com. Check this article out. Share it out with everyone. Get the word out. More importantly, click the link in the description, scan the link tree, or scan the Cash App symbol on the barcode on the screen, and please make a pledge to keep everything going. I have tons of bills. After building this website out, I've written 400 posted 400 reports. Nova has been doing a good job. I mean, it's a team effort, but it's a 16-hour-a-day thing. And right now, we're going up against mainstream sites. I mean, there's tons of articles being posted daily on this website. And, I mean, you know, we're doing it all for free right now. So please help out just to pay the bills. That's all I ask. Scan that code on the screen or hit the link in the description. If you want to call in and get in on this, I mean, Chinese banks collapsing. What? Over 40 Chinese banks. Well, also one of the biggest ones. And you know, at the same time, Texas is being battered with a storm. The storm's moving northward. We're going to see flooding in parts of Arkansas and Louisiana likely. And, you know, I'm curious to see where all this is going. They're talking about heat domes. President Biden has established new rules for, working in the workplace under heat, you know, warm conditions, anything over 80, supposedly. What is going on here, people? And how deep does this get? So I want to say hi to everyone in chat. What's up? I hope everyone's doing well today. And, you know, just trying to get lots of, news out during the day on the website and whatnot. And, you know, if you guys want to just even chat, let me know. You can call in the numbers on the screen. But I kind of wanted to see what you think of the extreme weather. And also, if you've had any strange experiences, supernatural, you've had an encounter with Dogman, Bigfoot, aliens, UFOs, you want to call in about something like that, that's always fun to talk about. Or not, it could be scary to talk about. You know, sometimes people have encounters like that and that's scary, but we mix it up on this show. can talk about all topics. Of course, we're going to be watching out for the global economy. What effects will the collapse of these Chinese banks have on the U.S. economy? You know, we're going to be watching for that. Are we going to see interest rates go up? Is it going to get harder to live? It's already very hard to survive for the average worker, the average person and family in the United States. So this will be interesting to see how it plays out. They had feds staging up, coming out of U-Hauls the other day in Nashville. I mean, all sorts of chaos is going on as we're leading up to the presidential election. So, which is going to be wild, right? And does anyone have any theories on that? Do you have any theories on, you know, are they going to try and replace Biden? If they do, are they going to run Michelle Obama, Big Mike, old Big Mike? Or do you think they'll go a different route and try and run Kamala Harris as the forerunner? Or are we going to see the surprise, you know, some type of surprise? So I'm curious to see what you all are thinking on that. And so, you know, feel free to chime in, whether in the chat or call in if you want. But basically, if you think about it, the storm ahead isn't looking too good. I mean, just all in all, just the overall outlook, whether it be weather, the financial sector, politics, you know, just how society is advancing and actually becoming dumber, right? It's like Idiocracy all over again. And it's really happening. It's really going on. And it's so bizarre that, you know, they could make a film like Idiocracy and it basically, you know, nails right on the head how everything is going. But not only is it, it's also by design. Everything is a script, you know. The WWE, you know, they do a good job scripting these wrestling matches, but the White House does, and the CIA does a great job scripting, you know, the West Wing or whatever you want to call it, right? So, and that's also why they have shows, by the way, like the West Wing. All that's predictive programming, all that plays into this, and, you know, people's psychology of how the White House works and this and that, and they portray everything exactly how they want it portrayed. They don't want you to see anything else. You know, they want it to be their way. So don't forget to catch the show on Apple Podcast. Always listen on Apple Podcast if applicable. That will help gain the show, the Apple rating. Right now, the show is currently ranked 100 on the Apple Podcast charts. So that's pretty exciting. You know, and remember, guys, please don't hesitate to support the show. I mean, even if I'm $10, that helps out a lot. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Joshua from North Carolina.
How's it going?
Chip?
Hey, how's it going, Joshua?
It is going well, my friend. I hope it is for you as
absolutely
well this afternoon.
Absolutely. What do you think about everything that's going on? You know, we got the weather, the heat dome, the Chinese bank now, you know, and 40 other Chinese banks going bankrupt. The mainstream hasn't even covered this. I don't know if they're going to try to suppress it or if they just haven't made it to it yet. That happens. In a lot of cases, I beat the mainstream to coverage of stuff like this. Now, Kevin Warren alerted me of this on Twitter, and I went in and I started getting all the information I could, and I put an article together. But, I mean, it feels like the whole world's falling apart right now.
Yeah, I don't think it is, though. I mean, it's like a orchestrated collapse. Like they've got to tear the old system down.
Yeah.
Before they roll the whole digital top-down currency system. And so even if it's a controlled collapse at the top, it has to seem real.
You're saying they'll kind of control it and then probably roll in like a new system or a currency maybe.
Oh, I think that's 100% for sure. Last time I called a few months back, we were talking about it was right before that last eclipse, and we were talking about X and XRP mm-hmm. and Twitter being named X and Virus X
mm-hmm.
and the way elites kind of communicate through the media, like hidden in plain sight kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, like in The Simpsons, all this stuff.
Yeah, that as well. Yeah, absolutely. But I think that they've already decided what the new currency, whatever they're going to use to replace Swift, whether it's a Bitcoin derivative or a XRP or Solana, Cardano, you know, whatever. It'll be some form of blockchain technology. But like you were saying, there has to be a sense of urgency created through a collapse, whether it's an orchestrated or fake collapse or an earnest financial disaster, to get everybody on board with the, what's that called? The window?
Oh, to like get, like there's a window of opportunity or something?
Yeah, but there's a name for it. It's escaped me at the moment. But yeah, there's a, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, even if you have to create the crisis.
Yeah, you know, I definitely think they're doing that. And then it also
The Overton window.
That's real fitting. And also like with these extreme earth changes and stuff, it makes you wonder like what they know about, you know, like how bad this stuff's going to get. And they're now saying there's going to be like a meteor shower coming up, but it's going to be like a double meteor shower. Like it's a lot more meteors than normal, you know, and I wonder.
Dude, what's that guy's name that you were talking? Y'all were all over this when COVID first hit, and they rolled out all the trauma surgeons.
Yeah, John Cullen.
And we had those two ships. Yeah, that guy. And we had the two big, like, massive hospital ships, one off the West Coast, Mercy and Hope or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Didn't you follow me?
Yeah, you know.
And we're all like, all the awake people are like, why do we need 50,000 trauma surgeons
mm-hmm.
for a respiratory mm-hmm. virus when there's not, I think your buddy said, there's not 10 people dead in China.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that was, and what's his name, the head of the CIA at the time, even said a couple times on press conference, we're in a live action exercise here.
Right.
Those terms may not mean nothing to civilians, but to government employees and military and law enforcement personnel, those are business technical terms. Live exercise is different from a live event. Does that make sense? Like, I think they were just kind of testing everything out.
Absolutely. Maybe there's a more serious thing coming or more asteroids or something. You know, and they claim...
Wasn't it you that was monitoring all the near Earth objects?
Yeah, and I still am. I need to go back in and check this stuff a lot more, but I've basically been checking it like every couple of weeks and stuff or month, which really isn't enough because they can come and they list them because they find them like every day basically. But what's crazy is there is some coming up. I did do an article on Squawk, SQAUK.com. If people search asteroid in the search box on the website itself, articles will pop up. And one of them talked about like five asteroids that are coming this year that they knew about that they listed as potentially hazardous. And one of them was like during the election time. And it was bizarre. I'm going to
You familiar with Mike from Around the World?
Yeah.
Or Pastor Paul Begley? Okay.
Yeah.
I've been I hate to use the word religiously, but I don't know a better word. But I've been listening to him almost, Mike, from around the world, almost daily off of his website, on his Bible studies, which is most of it. But then, like, once or twice a week, he'll do, like, a more secular base, like, mm-hmm. this is, like, the scientific, geological, astrological, volcanism report, weather, all that kind of stuff, and keep it really kind of centered on the numbers and the observations and computer models. And he has been on the money on a lot of things. And the last Thursday night show I heard him do with Pastor Paul Begley, he was saying something to the effect that we will all entertain the news broadcast about a imminent impact from some type of meteor shower like you're describing,
yeah,
before the end of this year.
Well, you know, there's one, it's on squawk.com, squauk.com, and if you search asteroid, and there's one article called it's called Five Potentially Catastrophic Asteroids Are on a Collision Course with Earth Between 2024 and 2028. And there's one on here that's in the list. It's the third one on the list, and it says 2022 AE1, and this is 160 meters in diameter, and this is a good size.
Wow.
And it says it's a medium risk of impact with potential for severe consequences on August 5th, 2024, before the presidential election, and is notable for its size and speed and will come within 200,000 kilometers of Earth. Due to its large size and impact, could have severe consequences warranting continuous observation.
So that's like basically one lunar distance.
Yeah. And they can get that shit wrong by like one lunar distance. So for all we know, that can hit and things can change. And they might even be lying, you know. But the fact that they listed this on a high alert thing, and you know, they haven't been running that many election ads and all this stuff as if they know something's going to hit. It's so weird.
I couldn't agree more. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not. It's something I learned over the past few weeks. Did you know, Shep, that you cannot, no nation can just launch a nuclear weapon at any time they want to? There are things to do with the Earth's magnetosphere, the stratosphere, and a lot of other things that are above way of my understanding, but I can get the gist of it, that have to be in alignment.
For them to be in like a launch window type thing?
That's right. That's right. And from what my little redneck country mind can understand, those conditions are going to be favorable as we go into this fall. And what makes that even more favorable is the fact that it could possibly, those electromagnetic conditions being favorable to a nuclear launch could also be in tandem with a meteor shower. And whether or not that meteor shower is like impact, you know, or whether they all burn up or whatever, right now as it stands, if the most powerful nations in the world started shooting missiles at each other, we all have an Iron Dome or some system like that, and probably some stuff more advanced than that that they haven't shown the public yet. So everybody would just be wasting their money shooting missiles at each other that each other can just zap out of the sky.
Yeah.
But if you waited until there was a heavy meteor shower like that overwhelmed the computer systems that watch all that stuff,
right,
there's no way you could tell a bogey from a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, while I was listening to, I can't even remember the military, retired military colonel analyst guy that was explaining all this stuff, but
also too, if you think about it,
biblical prophecy.
Well, yeah, and also if you think about it, you know, they could take that even a step further because they can steer asteroids now. So what if they steered an asteroid and then they can claim it was an act of God, like, oops, it was an act of God, and they could hit whatever country they want or city. Or they could maybe
Dude,
even.
You're right. That was years ago when they fessed up to being able to be able to mine it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Wasn't that the excuse?
Yeah,
the
they can mine it and
hey,
and control it. They can impact it and change its trajectory.
Well, the long and short of it, Chip, is we're all screwed.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I'm thinking too. I mean, it's getting weird. It's just like all in all, you know, we broke 1,400 heat records weather records last month, and things are getting just weirder. There's a lot of people that think they're using weather weapons. I don't. I mean, they might be using them in some instances, but this is like so beyond. Like, there, if people go to my Twitter feed, it's like the whole planet's in peril. Like, there's countries totally flooded out, and we don't even know about it. It's all on my Twitter feed. It's like, it's almost unfathomable.
I think I am so glad I finally got to the other side of it, and I hope somebody that needs to hear this hears it tonight. I almost lost my daggone mind about a year after COVID first. It's like, what? It's like, really? People, y'all still can't see? Like, there's something else going on? Anyway.
Well, what's weird is they all miss the signs. I mean, the Bible tells them.
I don't know.
Well, you know, the Bible says, look.
I don't know, bro.
You got to look out for your signs, right? And, like, is everyone missing the signs?
I think because church in the United States is a social club,
or it's evil, or they're pumping frequency in them. Yeah, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but a lot of churches, almost every church, has a cell phone antenna looking thing.
Cell phone tower.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they could be pumping, you know, for all we know, satanic messages into people at that point. You know, the people that lease them towers or whatever.
Well, we all know that the average, like, Western person prefers comfortable lies over uncomfortable truths. So, I mean, we've all done it. I mean, at one point in time, I thought people who questioned 9/11 or the moon landing were freaking nut hippie drug addicts.
Well, there's so many levels. You know, there's so many.
I'm like, oh my God.
There's so many levels. You know, and what I realize, what a lot of it is now, is people being able to independently analyze information for themselves, but also like putting up to thousands of hours into something. Like, you know, people, I guess, think they can go make the ultimate decision, like, what? You said there's no plane crashed in Shanksville on 9/11. Like, how, what? You're lying. You know, but they never even, like, checked into this or anything, you know?
No, and as a Christian man, I hate to keep bringing it up, but I've always looked back to the scripture as a source of truth. And the Bible says that a man who judges a matter before he investigates it thoroughly is a fool.
Yep.
So, yeah. I think everybody needs, as far as these elections go, and buy crypto, spread your money out over the top 10,
yep,
15, 20,
that's smart.
Whatever
spread it out.
You can, mm-hmm. And diversify your financial portfolio in every way you can if you've got extra money.
Absolutely.
If you don't, buy beans and bullets and water filtration and medical supplies and books. Everybody should have some books. You should have some medical books. You should have some books on gardening and horticulture. You should have some books on water filtration, natural remedies in your area. I mean, as one,
you know,
really
a real good
off,
book, a real good book everyone can order that's not that expensive is the Air Force Survival Manual. And it tells you a lot of things you can do, just, you know, like if you kind of got to survive with nothing type mm-hmm. scenarios, and it makes it real easy to
absolutely
read.
Absolutely. There's a Marine Corps manual for basic survival techniques you can pick up at any military surplus store.
Yep, any of the manuals, the Marines, Air Force, Army, they all have their specific manuals, and people can buy them at like a surplus or online?
Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to get somewhat prepared. And from what I can tell, if you've just got a few weeks of food, a few weeks of water, and a little bit of head knowledge, you're miles ahead of the people living, the next 10 people living to your left and the next 10 people living to your right, which is scary. But
yeah,
I try to spread the word as much as I can, but it's just frustrating, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I'm still mind blown that people are. I think this election coming up is going to really, if this country wasn't already torn apart, it's going to finish it up.
Well, I think the EU
and
just had that.
At the end of
that,
the day, banks,
you know,
and big companies run the country. It's not politicians.
Well, the EU, whatever. I think, just went all Democrat or whatever. They had a big uproar over there. I don't know what's going on yet. I didn't really get into it, but like, you know, this shit's going on, and of course, you know, they want you to be distracted with that. I was talking with my mom, and she's like, you know, Hannity isn't covering bad things anymore or negative stuff. He's kind of going a different way. And I'm like, yeah, that's because he ain't going to be covering the weather either, because the shit's going to be ramping up and they're going to do everything in their power not to cover this weather. If you think about it, it would be like they should be covering the weather 24/7. It'd be like the craziest you know, thing for news. Like, they could make so much money on that, right? Like mainstream, you know,
oh god,
yeah like Planet in Peril and shit, like carbon taxes everywhere. Like they're not doing that, they're hiding this shit, and it's like, it's scary to me almost.
Yeah, it is very, very scary. And what, see, I again, with the people like being oblivious, I think it's Matthew 24 where all the disciples of Christ are asking, you know, if we're still alive when this time period you're talking about is coming, what should we look for? And then Christ goes on to explain that there'll be earthquakes that like ramp up. All of a sudden, instead of just a few, it'll be, you know, lots of
that's
them.
Actually going on the Cascadia fault line in the Ring of Fire all through up. I was watching Dutch Sense and them, and it just now started kind of going like ape shit all the way.
Yeah, and he goes on to say that the populations of all the nations will be fighting amongst each other, and the governments will all be perplexed at why that, like, that there's no feasible solution. And it literally says that those, all the people who are caught up in all that won't see a thing coming until the floods and the storms wipe them all away.
It's so crazy that, and you know, then at that rate, they still don't even know what's bringing that, you know, and it's just like, this is crazy, man. Watching this, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone.
No, you're right. They don't know. And it takes a minute. And then finally they start, instead of blaming it on CERN and hard.
Yeah, right. And
blaming God for it. And they're like, right, you, man, you're the one doing this. It's crazy. But that, I can see it playing out, man. I mean,
yeah, they got it.
It's a great time to be alive, though, if you really think about it.
Oh,
it's
interesting. Well, and the psyops behind all that, like, you know, they ran all these psyops to run like that so that they knew when this weather changes would start ramping up, that they could then switch it up and people would say it's HAARP and all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think they figured a lot of this stuff out that's coming in the next few years.
Yeah.
During the Reagan administration.
They did. That's like exactly when they did it. They did. That's proven. Like, I've written about that. Like, they were big on it. They had NASA. They had teams like doing archaeology.
Yep,
Stargates and shit. Project Aquarius.
Are you familiar with Catfish, Eric Briggs?
Yeah, he's in my film Shackled to Silence, which if you go to the link to...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, like, people can get my film.
I've seen it. I've watched that film two or three times. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, he was a navigator for some of our nuclear armed warships for the United States Navy.
Right.
And when he retired, he went to work for a North Carolina senator, Ken Burns, maybe?
Yeah. And he was like an investigator for him, right? Like he would.
Right. And his whole story was he was taught how to drive that nuclear armed ship anywhere on the planet with nothing but the moon. That's it. And he said he was like, I want to say it was maybe Charleston. And the moon was telling him he was in like frickin' Australia or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, so he got to looking into it, knowing his training was infallible. I mean, that's the biggest nuclear weapons on the world. He was in charge of making sure to get those things where they had to be, when they needed to be there, with no technology. So, you know, the guy obviously knew what he's talking about. And he brought it to that North Carolina, my home state, North Carolina Senator Ken something, I can't remember his last name, attention, because he had been, after his military career, Catfish Eric Briggs, or Colonel Eric Briggs, was hired as the head of that senator's investigatorial committee.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, I know this ain't something that you've got me working on. This is just something that I've noticed, and I've looked into it, and I've picked up on this and this and this, and, you know, this is serious. This means that something's getting close enough to the Earth to overwhelm the magnetic and electromagnetic influence of the freaking sun.
Yeah, right.
It's strong.
It's starting to basically interact with our planetary, our interplanetary magnetic field lines, and possibly it's going to start tugging or cocking our planet to the side or something. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that was what was causing the discrepancy in him being able to navigate accurately by the moon. But he said they just laughed at him and said, yeah, we know about it, but there's nothing we can do.
Well, yeah. Now,
and if we tell everybody, they'll just panic.
Now they're saying the Earth's core reversed.
Oh, I saw that.
So, you know, I mean, the shit's getting ready to happen.
Did you see where it was NASA or NOAA was saying that the equator will be running through Kentucky within the next 2 to 3 years? And that wasn't some kook, whack job conspiracy website like, you know, people like to discount. That was NOAA.
Okay, so they're planning on this. So this thing's starting to tilt or lean, and it'd do it more abruptly. And then apparently, at the last minute, in about an 18-hour period, it really moves and starts sloshing shit around, you know. And
but that would explain what the biblical prophecies say, that all the waters come out of there.
Yeah.
Like, it literally says the rivers and the oceans and ponds and lakes and stream all get, like, swung out of their footings, like where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I think that's what that's from.
To me, that shit fascinates me, dude.
Me too.
Me too. Well, where's Bethany?
She hasn't been on the show probably in like, I don't know, a year now or something like that.
What?
Yeah, she's came on a couple times. She's called in. She'll probably call in or something.
Because I think it's been about maybe 3 or 4 months ago I called. It must have just been happened to be a night she was on there.
Yeah,
but, I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, me too. I was texting with her today, actually. Maybe we'll try to get her on.
You still are you still almost eating your toenails, or are you getting things okay as far as keeping some money coming in, some support coming in?
No, it's pretty bad. I'm building the website out, and I started it from scratch and 90 days ago, and you know, it's going phenomenal, but to make money from a website, it takes quite a while, and then it'll kick in like at a certain point, kind of.
Right.
I basically have to do like a 16-hour a day grind for zero money. And you know, my family's been
that
helping
like
me.
My business.
Yeah. My family's been helping me, and some of the good listeners have been helping, and somehow I barely get by, but I do need more support because, you know, I'm basically burdening my family, and you know, it'd be cool if some people could throw down, even if people throw smaller amounts and more people, then basically I don't put pressure on. My mom's been like helping me a lot because she knows what I got going with the website and how big this is all going to be and whatnot. But I had to really secure everything in certain ways so they can't try and take me out and target me. And, you know, so I've taken everything I learned with like my previous websites and pretty much I'm doing this all a certain way and it's going phenomenal. But, you know, I'm curious to see where it'll be in about 6 months at a, you know, and where it'll be ranked, like it's world ranking, you know, and then we'll know.
Right, right.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome, dude. I'm glad you're hanging in there, man. Like I said, I started following you guys as best I could. I mean, I'm busy, like I said, I run my own business, so I don't have a whole lot of leisure time, but
yeah,
when I do, I don't like to waste it, and I like to listen to guys who seem to have their finger on the pulse of things, and you've always seemed to have that going for you. So I appreciate all that you do, and I'll try to drop some change your way.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Anything
as soon as
helps.
I can, but
yeah.
I'm not going to hold your lines up any longer. My wife's going to be yelling at me.
All right. Hey, it was good talking with you, Joshua.
Anyway, you take it. Yeah, you too, shit, man. You take care, bud.
All right. Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, man. Later, bud.
That was a good call. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't want, you know, how we have signs and people missing the signs. They don't want to see the signs. And I think a lot of people are missing them and they should go back and read the Bible. And also, you know, I feel like I'm this guy sitting here warning everyone about this, telling everyone about it. And I put in so much work and I'm barely, you know, I mean, I need to be supported a little more so I can at least pay the bills. So if people can please help, there's a Linktree link in the description. You can scan the Cash App on the screen. Everything helps. Please, it's a team effort, guys. And I'm out here battling this. They're shutting Alex Jones down and InfoWars, and I'm going to be the last standing that's really going to go out here with some balls and do this shit. So you know me, you know, so I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to really stick it to them in the end. So, you know, we'll see where this all goes. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow around the same time. The Shepherd Ambella Show, now ranked 100 on the Apple Podcast charts. Please support the show and, you know, keep it all going, guys. All right. We'll see you later.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.